Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Margaret Leeson for Near FM. And this morning I have Sarah Clear, the Education Programme Manager for the Rediscovery Centre. Now, the Rediscovery Centre is quite a remarkable place. And first of all, I have to say welcome, Sarah. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And I just really want to find out what the Rediscovery Centre are going to do in the new year. What are the plans?
Sure. So thanks very much for having me on today. Delighted to be on Near FM. So the Rediscovery Centre is a creative space connecting people, ideas and resources. So really it's all about diverting waste from landfill, inspiring people about sustainable living. So we do a huge amount of different things in terms of that. So some of them would be education workshops for primary and secondary schools, and also ones for families. And that's a lot of what I'm involved with education.
So you're catching the young, the very young.
Absolutely. And I do find that young people are so engaged with it. They want to be able to do something, so we provide them with information and skills how to do something about all the thing to do with climate change, to do with sustainability, and also to do with science and engineering and things like that as well. So we do a lot of kind of hands-on engaging workshops.
And can I just ask you, how did you get involved in this? Were you always interested in recycling, or was it something in your family, or did you just come to it organically?
So I kind of started off doing, I've got a background in science, so it's something I've always been really passionate and really interested about, and also with sustainability. So how are we going to make changes? How can we change our lifestyle to make it better for the environment, better for people and things like that as well? So it was always something I was quite passionate about. And then as time went on, I got more and more interested. And then when I saw a job coming up in the Rediscovery Centre 6 years ago, I jumped at the chance.
Oh, so yeah. It covers nearly all the areas.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is an extraordinary building. What was it beforehand?
So the boiler house itself used to be the boiler house for Ballymun. It used to provide all the hot water and heating for Ballymun. So when it came to the regeneration, they were going to demolish this building. And thankfully, the Rediscovery Centre worked in conjunction with Dublin City Council. And instead of it just being demolished and knocked down, we turned it into this amazing visitor centre with help from funding from the EU Life Project.
Well, I have to say it's a remarkable building, and I have passed by quite a number of times, and I have to tell the listeners I've nearly bought a bike upstairs. I'm coming back shortly. And there's so many aspects to this, from outside your area there to inside. And do you have a full programme that our listeners can get online and see what you're doing now in the next couple of months?
Absolutely. We've got a huge programme of loads of different events going on. It's on our website, rediscoverycentre.ie, and if you go to the events page, there's a huge amount of things from practical skills for adults around furniture reuse, fashion, to a whole range of different things as well for children, for adults, and for kind of all ages. We're very inclusive here. So the centre itself is all about, it's all about inspiring sustainable living. So the whole centre, from the gardens to even our wastewater, it's all about showing people what they can do.
Wastewater,
yes.
I don't want to be getting too kind of in depth, but are you talking about even flushing that area as well, the toilets? Let's just be blunt about it. I know it's early in the morning, sorry listeners, but do you recycle that?
We do. We actually harvest rainwater on the roof of the building here, and that's what's used to flush the toilets instead of clean water that's coming out of the taps. So, and with our wastewater as well, it's all treated. We've got a wormery, so composting toilets go to a wormery, and wastewater then is treated through a reed bed system. So it's putting less of a burden as well onto the water waste treatment, the public wastewater treatment, because we all know what an issue that can be at the moment, and there's been lots of kind of pollution events. So we want to show people what they can do themselves without being disgusted.
Without being disgusted. Well, Sarah, I have to say, it's amazing. One of the things I'm just wondering, apart from children and adults around the country getting interested in all the different aspects, what about professional builders or things like that, or architects? Are they becoming aware just to what you can offer in with the things that you do here? Have they started thinking about it?
Absolutely. We do get a lot of professional people who work in the construction industry actually coming to see what we do here, because it's an incredibly innovative building, very much thanks to our architects and the construction company who helped us with the repurposing of this building. So we've got hempcrete in the walls, that's an eco-friendly alternative to concrete. We've got a building management system that's like a smart building as well. The building itself is A2 rated, so we've got a huge amount of people coming from all over the country and other places around the world as well to come and see this. We've also been up for and won some Green Construction Awards, which we're incredibly proud of as well.
Well, well done, Sarah, and to your whole team here. I have to say, we're in a room here. It's quite big, but it looks as if it's for teaching or hands-on teaching area. Am I right here?
Absolutely. So this is our engine room, which obviously was where the pump and the for the water used to come from. But now we've turned it into our education room, and it's also a public space that's for hire as well. So we have lots of different companies who come and rent out this space. And as you can see, it's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful area. And it also, everything about this is all about teaching people about sustainability, from the pipes that show you how energy and rainwater is removed around the building, to innovative uses as well of the wall space and wall hanging showing biodiversity and lots of things like that. So it is a really inspiring space just to be in to learn.
It is an extraordinary, as somebody who's old enough not just to be in your mother but probably your granny, I do find this revolution in thought process, there recently I was listening to a different radio station talking about even our clothes, that hopefully we can recycle them as well. So I've noticed, like, you've got bikes upstairs, you've got all these amazing lamps, but there's also the most spectacular carving, wood carving. I've never seen anything like it. It has and it's got stained glass in it. It's just quite extraordinary, the different things from jewellery. So you welcome visitors just to look at your retail area as well, do you?
Absolutely. We welcome anyone to come and visit. It's free to come in and have a look around our centre. Our eco store is upstairs where we sell our own products. So that's furniture, bikes, fashion and paint. And we also sell best in class of other people's eco products as well. So it has to be in with our sustainability ethos. It's not just our own as well.
Okay.
But showcase other people and the amazing work that's been done
there. I'm looking at their little stools. They're obviously recycled. They're like for kiddies to sit on. And they're like the little, they're like not milk, bigger than milk cartons, but they're like cartons.
Bottle crates.
That's the word, Sarah. Thank you. With the little cushions, and they're so cute, and it's quite extraordinary. And I just want to emphasize, tell our listeners how to get on to look at your website. So can you just tell our listeners again, please, if you don't mind?
So our website is www.rediscoverycentre.ie, and you can see all the different social enterprises we have: furniture, bikes, fashion and paint. You can have a look at our education, you can have a look at our eco store, we've got a cafe on site as well. So all the information about all the different aspects of things we do at the Rediscovery Centre is all on our website, including our circular economy information on the circular economy academies and clinics and different work we do around the circular economy.
Oh well, that's just three things. Now, I have to tell our listeners, I did have a cup of coffee here and a scone. My New Year's resolution has just gone down the sink in one way. But actually, the coffee shop is gorgeous, and the staff are very nice there. And also, you recycle paint and sell paint. I just noticed that. It's just when you said yes, and lovely colours.
Beautiful colours as well. So most of the time, if you bring paint to a recycling centre, in some parts of the country, it's actually shipped to Germany incinerated, which is not recycling at all. So what we do here at the Rediscovery Centre is we work with some of the recycling centres. We take any usable water-based paint, We strain it, clean it, and mix it up then to different colours. And Rainbow Dave is in charge of that. He's got an amazing he's got an amazing eye for colour.
Rainbow Dave. Okay, love it.
So he's got a super eye for colour. So it's actually recycling in action. So the paint is for sale upstairs in our eco store, and instead of costing a euro litre, it costs a euro litre instead of like 10 or 15 euros. So it's much more reasonable. Yeah, absolutely. And it's fantastic.
Oh wow, it's not very often now I'm stuck for words. A euro a litre. It's a huge big yes. Oh right, that stopped me in my tracks now. I'll have to go back up and have another look, because spring hopefully it'll become with us shortly, and I have to really do work with the house. But the other thing is that the clothes end. Do you look for donations, or if people come in, or do you get your products from all over the place?
Unfortunately, we don't have the manpower to be able to sort out donations of clothes, because there's a huge amount of work in that. So we actually work with, so some different companies would give us end-of-line products, or dressmakers might give us some fabrics and things like that as well. Or our fashion team will actually work with different organisations to take donations, but we don't take them from the public.
All right.
But textile waste is a huge problem in Ireland. There's a massive amount of clothes that go into landfill.
Oh,
massive.
Oh.
It's a really shocking problem. So we're all about teaching people how, instead of throwing things away, they could turn a pair of jeans into a jacket. They can actually upcycle their own clothes, or how to donate, and how much carbon emissions they're actually saving by recycling clothes. So if you reuse or donate 1 kilogram of clothing, you can save up to 3 kilograms of carbon emissions.
Well, sir, I was listening to you there, and I was getting nice and comfy and everything else about the paint and everything else in the bikes, and now I've just heard that. So, the heart is pumping here a little bit harder.
Well, there's lots of things you can do. So if you have a look on our website, or if you'd like to come along to one of our classes, you can learn about how to make your wardrobe greener and more sustainable.
Well, that's a must, without question. That is an absolute must. And I have to say, on that note, being in the remarkable Rediscovery Centre, and Sarah Clear here being so wonderful and taking her time out from being so busy, and I'm going off to have maybe a small cry in the car and everything else. But I just want to say thank you so much for coming online this morning and giving us your time. And I wish the centre all the very best in the future. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much.